Alhamdulillah, with Allah Ta'ala's mercy and grace and blessings, with ease and comfort, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has given us the second Ashura, the second third, the second period of 10 days of Ramadan, and may Allah Ta'ala allow us to pass this period of 10 days with ease also. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has stated in the Qur'an Hakim, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. This is a famous and well-known verse of the Qur'an. And in this verse of the Qur'an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala links and attaches this verse to the ibadah of fasting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this verse, He is addressing those with iman. Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu. And Allah Ta'ala, to address the people of iman, to address in that way, then this is an address, an announcement, communication based and hinged on love. And that person is very fortunate that if he is addressed and called out by Allah, that, oh, you who believe, it's obvious that after being called like this, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever he will state or whatever he will say, kutiba alaykumus siyam, Allah ta'ala says. Now, this is with regards to one act of worship that Allah ta'ala has mentioned in this verse, and that is that month that we are passing through, which is the month of Ramadan, fasting. And the address, the communication of Allah in this verse is saying itself that the next point to come, the subject to come, the communication to come will be based extremely on love, on extreme love. Because how can it be possible that one man calls another man, oh, my friend, dear, respected, honorable, my friend, come. And when that person comes, then he slaps him, or he pushes him, or disrespects him, or dishonors him, or says to him something which is not nice. How can this be? That if you have a very nice way of calling out to someone, or communicating, or addressing someone, then obviously you will treat that person in a nice way, in the same way. So we can see from Allah Ta'ala calling out to us in this verse in the beginning, that whatever Allah Ta'ala is about to say or give is full of Allah's mercy, karam, His gift, His fadl, His grace, everything is involved in this. So Allah Ta'ala is also saying that kutiba alaykumus siyamu, that the action of fasting that I'm giving to you, which is ibadah, worship, this is not a difficulty, this is not a problem, this is not adhab, this is not a punishment for you. Rather, from your Lord, your Rabb Allah, this is a big gift, a big gift, the action of fasting. This is not a small thing. This is a very big reward that Allah Ta'ala is giving to you and He's bestowing upon you. A great gift. And some people, they start saying, oh, it's hard. I have to leave food and eating. I'll have to leave these attractions and other temptations. And I'll have to stop this and that. Obviously, the more mouths, the more the people speak according to their understanding, or poor understanding, you could say. But here, the rest, those people who, for example, are not people who are, say, Muslims, they may even laugh and say, oh, look, they're walking around hungry or thirsty. Even people, for example, are believers, Muslims, they say, oh, look, these poor people, don't they have anything to eat or drink when they break the fast? Why they keep asking others, etc. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said such an address here, that after that no one can complain. The person was iman. That Allah ta'ala says, look how I am addressing him and treating him nicely. So first thing here, Allah ta'ala has made it clear to us that don't think it is strict, don't think it's difficult, don't think it's a problem. Rather, this ibadah, this act of worship, consider it as my fadl and my karam, and accept it. And then take some benefit from it, if you want to benefit from it. So here, if we don't understand the benefits of fasting, Allah Ta'ala says that there are people who are hungry and thirsty, that's all they attain. Obviously, they're not eating, they're not drinking, they've left all things that were halal normally. Away from Ramadan, we can't go towards those things. So here a point, a very nice point comes out. The philosophy of ishq, the philosophy of love. Whatever is told, just bow down and accept. That's it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that I'm given a hukm, an order. You are my servants and my creation. You cannot dare to oppose me or disobey me anyway. My link with you is such that whatever I tell you, just bow down. Accept without any hesitation. And then my mu'amalat, my circumstances, Allah Ta'ala says, my orders and my announcements to you, it's your job to accept, understand and accept, not to combat it with your understanding or with your wisdom. Some people, they try to prove Allah Ta'ala's orders with their akal, with the intellect, so that other people can understand and also come towards the thing. But the reality is that whatever Allah Ta'ala says, there's no need to analyze it intellectually, based on understanding, why is this haram, why is this halal, why are you leaving this, this is beneficial. We are doing all of this because this is Allah Ta'ala's order. That's the answer. So our deen is hinged on hikmah, Allah's wisdom, and is based on hikmah. There are thousands of different reasons, good reasons, for why we fast, and we cannot understand them. Just understand that Allah loves us, whatever He's given to us is the best of all. We don't need to think more than that. We don't need to analyze more than that. We don't need to understand more than that. There's so much hikmah. There's Allah's karam, Allah's mercy, all of the benefits, the high points, and all the rewards we'll get. Allah says, just silently accept the orders I give to you, and just continue to fast. كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. And to understand the importance of fasting, all you need to do is look at this verse. Allah Ta'ala says, to understand the importance of fasting, that no nation before you, all of the ummahs before you, all the nations before you, was lazim upon them also to fast. Why? Why? That everyone who believed in me, Allah Ta'ala says, it's necessary for them to fast because it's important for them. It's beneficial for them. And you are my special ummah. You are the ummah of my Habib. So other people kept different fast or a different amount of fast. So how long they fasted? But for you, I've given you 30 days the whole month. Subhanallah, Allah's karam. That Allah Ta'ala has given more to us, and with a tarteeb, mashaAllah. This is the fadli habib, the sadaqah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I've given it to you in this way. Previous ummah, they had to fast. It was important for them. They were also told to fast. Without this, they could not continue. For those who believe in me, Allah Ta'ala says, without fasting, there's no success. There's no achievement. We have to do it. But why did I give them? And why did I give to you? And there's a difference with you. You are the ummah, the nation of my Habib Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I've given you with love. I've given you Taraweeh. I've given you Quran. I've decorated the fast with Taraweeh, the night worship, and the Quran. I've put so much extra onto this. Allah Ta'ala says, beautifully, I've given you the action of fasting. La'allakum tattaqoon, Allah Ta'ala says. And there's one hikmah I'll tell you, Allah says, of fasting that I'll tell you here, which Allah Ta'ala has mentioned here at the end of the verse. Just one hikmah is so big. One item of wisdom with regards to fasting is so massive. Allah says, you cannot imagine how massive is this wisdom. What is that? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So that through fasting, there's one hikmah that I've hidden. Allah Ta'ala says, the most sinful of people, I make him into a person, an inhabitant of paradise. Muttaqi. What is the meaning of muttaqi? So Allah says, so you may remain conscious of Allah. Become muttaqi. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So you may attain taqwa. Allah says, no individual should go into hellfire. Allah says, nobody can go into paradise unless he or she is a muttaqi. Allah says, why have I created Jannah? هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. All of the rewards of paradise. Allah says, all of the places in paradise are for the muttaqeen. Yes? And we fast. And before fasting, let's look into our lives and bow down and think that how much taqwa did I have? How much of a muttaqi was I? How can I say I'm going into paradise just like that? How will I go into paradise just like that? Allah Ta'ala says there are conditions for Jannah, and the main condition is taqwa, that we should be muttaqi, fearful of Allah, conscious of Allah, aware of Allah. And I wasn't this before Ramadan. So in these 30 days, alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala says, I've surrounded you, I've given you an environment, and I've made you an inhabitant of paradise. I've given you that example, that taste of paradise. Allah says, I've made Jannah lazim on you. Therefore, after 30 days, when you come out of the other side of Ramadan, then what will you be? You will be a muttaqi. And if you are a muttaqi, then you will be an inhabitant of paradise. You can rightfully say that this is my abode, paradise. So this is one hikmah of paradise. One big hikmah. Muttaqi. And not just this. That Allah Ta'ala says that fasting makes a person a muttaqi. Rather, it also teaches us how to be a muttaqi. The secrets behind being a muttaqi. How to practice to be a muttaqi. Why? For this reason, that these 30 days Allah Ta'ala has sat you down
And I told you, you could say maybe by force that you have to do this and that. We are by force at this pressure, but after that the doors will open. And then the freedom will come again into the dunya. Allah says, but I've taught you the principles that the person who has a desire for paradise, who wants to go into paradise, then due to learning the principles of these 30 days of Ramadan, he can continue in his life the rest of the year and continue to be a person of paradise. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. And taqwa, what is this? To become a muttaqi, what is this? What are the signs? Allah Ta'ala has told us clearly, how can we become a muttaqi? Allah says, how can you be a fasting person? What do you have to do to become a fasting person? What do you have to do to become a muttaqi? So who can call himself or herself a fasting person? Who? What are the signs? Is it by leaving food and drink? No. I cannot say that. Allah says, however good quality the fast is, then you will become a good quality muttaqi. So Allah Ta'ala says, if you have a good quality fast following the principles, then you'll become a muttaqi. Very simple definition, very simple praise. That with tawbah, if a person lives his life with tawbah, passes his time with tawbah, he or she is a muttaqi, and this is the message of Ramadan. Without tawbah, if a person fasts and he lives his life in opposition to Allah's orders and he wastes his time and he's hungry and thirsty, then in the evening what will be declared for that person? That this person was hungry and thirsty. He didn't fast, he was hungry and thirsty, because he did not keep the fast with taqwa. And what is taqwa? To fast with taqwa, with tawbah. My orders, Allah says, that if you live your life against my wishes and desires, you live your day 12, 15, 18 hours, you fasted, and you continue to sin, you continue to do actions against the Habib, my Habib Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam sunnah, or you acted against my orders, you said halal is haram and you said haram is halal, and you followed your desires and your nafs and you live your life according to your desires, Allah says, I've imprisoned shaitan. So you're following your nafs, and if you're living your life according to your nafs and you continue that way, then Allah says, then that person cannot call himself a fasting person, can he or she? No. Because the principle of fast is one main condition. If you want to be declared as a fasting person, Allah says, whatever made haram, accept is haram. Whatever is halal, accept is halal. Allah says, some things that are halal normally, have made them haram as well in Ramadan. And we will have to accept that. So what is the philosophy of ishq? Whatever is said, bow down and accept. That's it. Allah Ta'ala tells us, whatever He orders us, not just leave food, leave drink. So what we realize, the fasting person, who is the true fasting person, is a muttaqi. And that's why a muttaqi is a person of paradise. The fasting person is a person of paradise. So this is the definition of muttaqi, that with tawbah, to live our lives with tawbah. So the fasting person, who is the muttaqi, is the person who has done taqwa, who has taqwa. And taqwa is to leave Allah, is to follow Allah Ta'ala's orders. So if we want to live as muttaqis in the world, then we will have to live our life as true muttaqi, is true mu'min, so we will have to do tawbah and leave all those things Allah told us leave. Otherwise, the rest of it is a drama, praying salah, hajj and dhikr and fasting, reciting Quran. And on top of that, we are breaking Allah's orders. Then that person cannot be a muttaqi. First, that person will be dragged into hellfire. He has got iman. She's got iman. They will be burnt in hellfire. Then that person will be cleansed, purified. Either we should become muttaqi here by fasting, taking the message of fasting. Either become a muttaqi here, it's better. Otherwise, we'll be made muttaqi in the hereafter. And after washing away our sins for many years and after burning in hellfire, then we'll be taken to paradise. It's our choice. Do we want to attain paradise here and now? Or do we want to wait until the hereafter and there get burnt in hellfire? So this is what I understand is the message of Ramadan. Have you understood this? I don't know if there's any other message. Tell me, explain to me if there's another message of Ramadan apart from this. So for such a fasting person, a warning has come, a clear announcement has come, that don't consider yourself as a fasting person, Allah says, just like that. Allah says, I've given you this title, you're a fasting person, a muttaqi, I want to save you from Jahannam, everything should be halal, we should follow Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam shara and sunnah, then we should fast in that way. In these 30 days, if we practice this totally correctly like this, then after 30 days, the person who keeps the fast totally upon this principle, he becomes a muttaqi. A person who's done taqwa, left the wrong, come to the right, becomes a muttaqi and can say rightfully that I am owed Jannah, paradise. The next point, after that, Allah Ta'ala says, أَيَّامٍ مَعْدُودَاتٍ. A G point here. Not one day, not 2 days, 30 days. Allah Ta'ala has said, you're not eating, you're not drinking, and you're not sleeping much, no wife, no this and that. All of the, even work has decreased and masjid more. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have assigned to you before 30 days. Said, oh, Ramadan's coming. 30 days is a lot of time. One whole month, my brothers. It's not a small amount of time. If we go and see from morning, that when it's time of suhoor, 2 hours don't pass. Food, we normally say before Ramadan, where's breakfast? And even 2 hours passed after breakfast and we cry, complain, where's breakfast? And here we have to pass 30 days. In the evening, dates. In the morning, we can't eat much. We can't drink much. is such a short time, and then after suhoor we can't eat or drink, we can't eat things even that are halal, 30 days. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, ayyamin ma'dudat. Allah ta'ala is not saying, Allah say, from your own tongues I'm letting you say this, that when Ramadan finishes, my friends, then when we meet each other on Eid, everyone will be saying a certain phrase and statement that I have experienced and heard. Oh, you know, Ramadan, we didn't realize it went so fast. It's passed so quickly, isn't it? Bro, you know Ramadan's gone so fast, amazing, isn't it? Ramadan is come and gone. It just came yesterday and it's gone today. And it's so easy keeping the fast, and it's just gone so fast, 18, 19, 20 hours keeping hungry, this individual. Not one day, not 2 days, 30 days this person done mujahida. He's made an effort. And then Allah Ta'ala says, in the final 10 days, I sat you down in the corner of the masjid. And what is Allah Ta'ala saying with happiness? No, you're right. Yeah, it's gone so quickly. I can't see that. I have not heard anyone say up to now, it's too difficult for me. It's not, maybe a few other people, but even those poor souls, they look at others and they'll say as well, yeah, you're right. Ramadan went fast. I couldn't realize. It was easy. Time went quickly. And so these phrases and statements, and Allah Ta'ala is making us say, ayyamin ma'dudat. And here's a hikmah of Allah, wisdom of Allah. Allah Ta'ala says, oh foolish people, 30 days I made you make proper effort, and I stopped you eating, drinking when you wanted to eat and drink. Those things that are halal for you normally, I made them distant from you. And I made you strive 30 days. You were exhausted sometimes, tired. And for example, before you wouldn't even pray 4 rakah salah, Isha time. But now I made you stand 20 rakah, and you heard the Quran. Allah says, see how I grabbed you, my servant, and you are saying ayyamin ma'dudat. Yes, so you're ajib. Allah says, this is the point here, that if today after making the effort you're saying there's the 30 days you have passed fasted with severity and difficulty, and you're saying ayyamin ma'dudat, then totally don't worry. Allah Ta'ala says that if the rest of your life that I'm giving you, 60 years, 70 years, my servant, Allah Ta'ala says, if you pass this with taqwa, then remember, when you come to Jannah, when the people of paradise will meet each other, the first word they'll be exchanged is, oh, I didn't know, I didn't realize dunya passed so quickly. Subhanallah. Say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us strength, and He's given us encouragement. Ayyamin ma'dudat. Allah's given us encouragement, determination. That 30 days you have spent with ease, you're saying, oh, I didn't realize Ramadan's gone so quickly. And in reality, this is how it looks. It feels like this, doesn't it? So Allah Ta'ala says, then why don't you then for 70, 80 years, why do you think this life is long, extreme long, spend it with taqwa, with tawbah, like Ramadan you used to spend, used to keep the fast, and halal upon halal, consume whatever given you halal, enjoy yourself. Allah Ta'ala says that the next life, which is 60, 70 years or 50 years that I've given you in this world, and then you will go to the hereafter. Allah says you will have wife, children, tests and enjoyments, etc., challenges. But if you live this life with tawbah, Allah says, if you repent, then when you come to me, have yaqeen, certainly, just like you're saying ayyamin ma'dudat, these difficulties of the world, struggles to live a life based on halal, and the difficulties we get, and problems and obstacles and hurdles and everything you will see, you will forget within a second, like a gust of wind. You will, when you see paradise, you will forget within a second all of the difficulties you experienced in the world, Allah Ta'ala says. And see this, Allah Ta'ala says, that when you spend these 30 days, oh, subhanallah, ajib statement is, point is coming, that when we spend these 30 days of fast, of the fasting month, what happens after the month of Ramadan passes? What happens? The most definitely a certain factor arises, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala develops an awareness within us that the real muttaqi, remember this point here, that the person, when he becomes a true muttaqi, fearful of Allah, aware of his Lord, and after becoming a muttaqi when Ramadan ends, then after ending, what we say is Eid, most definitely a person gets such happiness, extreme happiness in himself, within him, in his ruh, in his soul, that nobody can recognize the depth of this happiness. I'm talking about the fasting person when Ramadan ends. And it's not happiness for, oh, I'm free from fasting now and I can eat and drink now. No, remember this point. Why? Because for this reason, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to take away this wrong concept in our minds that these people who are happy on Eid, embracing and smiling, are not for this reason because, oh, I'm not fasting anymore and I'm happy. No, because this person knows that I'm going to keep another 6 fasts. I'm going to give another 6 fasts of Shawwal. So he is satisfied. So that's not why the fasting person is happy on the day of Eid. If I'm happy, then why would I keep another 6 fasts in Shawwal? if I'm happy that I'm free, I've got rid of fasting. No. So to get away this misconception for the people of the world, for the people of the dunya, Allah Ta'ala has explained that the person who is very happy and after Ramadan on Eid, he says, oh, give me another 6. I am ready. I am prepared. So this happiness that you are happy and you are enjoying yourself on Eid, there's another reason. It's another happiness. And this is that happiness that Rabb is happy with you and you are happy with your Rabb, with your Lord Allah. And this is the real happiness, the happiness of your ruh. And then you embrace people, you're happy, you exchange happiness and enjoyment. And see, Allah Ta'ala is in this happiness, what do you do? Subhanallah, all the doors open for you and you come running back to this dunya. Your wife is waiting for you, mashallah, and you have drink to, and things to drink and food to eat and chicken and biryani and rice and lassi. Oh, everything openly, whatever was halal, which Allah Ta'ala made haram in Ramadan, all those things, Allah Ta'ala will open those out totally. Allah will say that when you come to Jannah, then you will have happiness. Subhanallah. This is hadith. That, oh, Jannati, you will be happy, that same happiness, just like the person who is fasting, and he will have such happiness that you cannot imagine. Allah Ta'ala says, you cannot imagine that what sort of happiness, why am I happy, why am I getting this happiness, and where is it coming from within, and I'm feeling this emotion about after going into Jannah. And just like you celebrated Eid in the dunya after becoming a muttaqi, all those things I had made you stop in Ramadan, I made them halal for you after. Allah says, in the same way, when you come to paradise, everything that was haram for you in the world, Allah says, I'll give you alcohol, I'll give you women, I'll give you all of the enjoyments, all the food that in the world you considered haram for you, today it's halal. Allah says in paradise. Imagine what a great comparison Allah has made. Jannah versus Ramadan, what we get in Ramadan versus what we'll get in the hereafter. If only we should do dua to Allah that we understand the hikmah of this month of fasting. Azim hikmah, my friends, azim hikmah. May Allah Ta'ala throughout our whole lives give us the life of taqwa. If 30 days we can spend without lying, and we can spend without eating haram, without looking at the women, and without kharafat, without doing wrong actions and leaving the sins. If we can spend this, then we can say, ah, ayyamu ma'dudat. Then, my friends, let's control ourselves a bit more. Beyond Ramadan, no difference, no loss. And the time passes so quickly, like a click of the fingers, and then the breath will stop, the soul will be extracted, and Malikul Maut will be stood, the angel of death. And this life will become like a picture. We won't even see the rest of the world. When was I born? Where did I go? What did I do? And it will be like a blink of an eyelid. Yeah, we don't even feel it here. The whole life passes and we see the life as a small amount of time. Where's disappeared? What happened? What did I do? What didn't I do? Life just flashed by. I was born. I was a child. My parents did this. I used to mess around. I used to go to madrasa. I used to do other actions. Then I studied in madrasa. Then when I became a mudarris, then I taught hadith. I taught Bukhari. I taught Tirmidhi. And within a second, everything will disappear at the time of both. Huh? Where's life gone? Ayyamin ma'dudat. Allah says life is temporary, short period. And at that time a person will feel coolness. He'll say subhanallah. She'll say subhanallah. Just after I fasted and I said subhanallah, I saved myself through the fast. I didn't sin, I didn't lie. And when I eat the fast, when we break the fast, we should think this, shouldn't we? This is the genuine thing to think. Allah, you saved me. I'm grateful to you. Today I didn't lie and I didn't commit fraud. I didn't swear to anybody. I didn't break anybody's heart. Nor did I slap anybody. Nor did I beat anybody. Nor did I disrespect anybody. He used to disrespect me. Allah, I persevered. I was patient for your sake. Allah, I'm fasting. When you're breaking the fast with a day, say, Allah, I'm grateful to you that I stayed as a fasting person and one fast of mine has passed. So when a person leaves this world, then this will come in front of him that Allah, I'm grateful to you that you've given me this life, this temporary life. I passed this life with taqwa. I didn't eat haram, I didn't do bad, and I didn't commit excess against anybody. I didn't commit fraud, I didn't take anybody's wealth, I didn't consume anybody's wealth, I didn't suppress anybody's hukuk. Allah, my Mawla, you gave me halal, and I took the greed of the world out of my heart. People used to mess around in the world enjoying themselves on haram. Allah, I was focused on you. I took haram out of my life with your fadl and karam. Allah, the time's going so fast. Subhanallah, I'm so grateful to you, my Mawla, that I passed my life as a fasting person and you've accepted it, and today I'm fasting, I'm breaking the fast at the time of death. We have this comparison. So this is a short life. Let's come and promise to Allah this period of maghfirah, which is hinging on taqwa, on repentance and leaving the sins. And whatever time has passed, we've made mistakes in our life, alhamdulillah. Let's say to Allah, Allah, we accept and we ask Allah for forgiveness, and we bring our life onto the platform of Sharia and Sunnah and Allah's pleasure. And this is the philosophy of ishq. Whatever is said, bow down and accept. And that's the life. May we pass the life like this. May Allah Ta'ala give me and you all the tawfiq. Ameen.